The ban that emerged from the legislature preserved the compromise that was struck between anti-smoking groups and the Tavern League of Wisconsin. It would prohibit smoking in all restaurants and bars, but not until July of next year. It would preempt local smoking bans, and compared to earlier versions of this bill, it would soften the penalties on tavern and restaurant owners whose customers violate the ban. Senate Democratic sponsor and longtime anti-smoking advocate Fred Risser told his colleagues this ban would protect workers and save lives.
This is a health issue. Secondhand smoke kills. And quite frankly, we're trying to avoid secondhand smoke being forced onto non-smokers.
Democratic Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton helped craft this compromise and is himself a smoker.
From a smoker's standpoint of view, it's not a tough thing to get off the bar stool and go outside and smoke. It's not. It's not a tough thing to leave the restaurant booth and go outside and smoke.
The smoking ban passed the Senate on a 25-8 vote and cleared the Assembly on a vote of 61-38. But the outcome of this debate was a lot closer than those numbers suggest. There were attempts in both chambers to let hotels set aside between 15% and 25% of their rooms for smokers. That would have made it similar to Minnesota's smoking ban. In the Senate, Poplar Democrat Bob Jauch told his colleagues he supported the overall smoking ban, but he argued that without smoking rooms, the innkeepers in his northwest Wisconsin district would lose business to hotels and motels just a few miles away.
Those along the border will be economically hit and hurt because someone will go to Minnesota instead of going to Wisconsin because they've got smoking rooms available. And why would we do that to the Wisconsin citizens, and what good would we gain?
Jauch rounded up enough support from a coalition of like-minded senators and smoking ban opponents to nearly pass the exemption for hotels, but it was ultimately defeated over worries that it would derail the delicate compromise in this issue. The same scenario played out in the Assembly over the objection of Elkhart Lake Republican Steve Castell.
Let's just get this right and not put all of those innkeepers, all of those hotels, motels in jeopardy with no guarantee that we're ever going to solve it for them.
To give you an idea of the contentiousness of the hotel smoking rooms issue, it actually prevailed on procedural votes in both the Senate and the Assembly before some arm twisting coaxed a few Democrats to switch their votes. Lawmakers debated and defeated several other proposed changes that would have exempted private clubs, charitable events, veterans' homes, and hookah bars, among others. Abbotsford Assembly Republican Scott Souter tried to exempt all taverns.
At least in my district, I can't speak for yours, but in my district, they're telling me, look, leave us alone. Leave us alone.
But in the end, not a single change was made to the compromise. Milwaukee Democrat John Richards told Assembly lawmakers the choice on this bill was simple.
The debate about the health impacts of secondhand smoke is over. It is over.
And it looks like the debate over whether or when Wisconsin will have a statewide smoking ban is also over. The plan is now on its way to Governor Jim Doyle, who's likely to sign it and put to rest one of the most controversial issues to emerge in the legislature over the past several years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.